The Change for the Better program began in the mid-90s. The program's goal is to get panhandlers off the street and into a shelter where they will receive a meal, clothes, shower, and a roof over their head. It also helps downtown businesses. Businesses who have complaints by consumers about being hassled by aggressive panhandlers outside of their establishments. The program seems all well and good, but how do we, the community, get involved? I myself live in the downtown area and I see the problems going on each day. How do I get involved? Do I donate money? And where do I give it to? Now, there was a big campaign that kicked off a couple of months ago, which already seems to be forgotten. The only thing I see about the program are these posters which are littered across bus shelters in the downtown Osborne area. Reading the poster, I had no idea what it meant. It didn't really say where to donate my money. All it said was to drop it off at the Change for the Better boxes, but I don't know where those are. That little bit of information was on 1/5 of the poster. The other 4/5 was a picture of a panhandler by the neck down with a sign that said, "Please feed my addiction," stating that 7 out of 10 panhandlers do use their money towards drugs and alcohol. Even so, that still didn't answer my question on where I can donate my money. I was talking to a panhandler by the name of Eddie that was sitting right in front of the sign, and this is what he had to say about it.
Monkey, yeah, yeah. No, I gave it to another fella, eh? Yeah, he needed a shower bad, so I let him have it, eh? And he said the same thing to me. He goes, "Hey, how about some money? Spare change, bud? Have it, though." He says the same thing to me. He goes, "Well, what am I supposed to do with that?" And I go, "Well, it's for a shower and that." And he goes, "How am I supposed to get there?" I says, "Well, I have no idea where it is, nothing." Even out there, it says, what, Change for the Better, Downtown Winnipeg Biz. I haven't got a computer to be punching those numbers in, right?
I didn't know anything about these keys. Eddie had to fill me in. I'm guessing that once I donate my money in the Change for the Better box, I receive one, which then I give to the panhandlers. But then going back, I still don't know where I'm supposed to donate my money. So I gave Rick Joyelle from the downtown Biz a call to see where I can get one of these keys.
Yeah, there's about 75 places right now that we have within the downtown. We have some that are located outside in the Osborne Village area. We've had, since we've started, we've had a fair amount of interest from outside our area. St. Vitale and Norwood and St. Boniface have also contacted us for different boxes as well.
Okay, so just a question. How would you know where to donate money? Is there a sign in the window? Or
We do have posters that some businesses will put up in the windows, but we do get an awful lot of phone calls from the general public here at my office as to where they can actually get the keys. And we do have them in Portage Place, in City Place, in Winnipeg Square.
Mm, right on.
And a fair amount of places like Hull's Bookstore.
Mm.
A lot of the Liquor Control Commissions have them in the downtown area.
All right.
And we have them distributed throughout Portage Avenue, Graham Avenue.
50 to 70 businesses in the downtown area. I went around to 70 businesses all across downtown in Osborne, and I found 13. These 13 businesses didn't have any advertising in the windows at all. And when I would ask the 16-year-old clerk at the till whether they had these boxes, I would just get a blank stare and they would go, "Excuse me," to go ask their manager. The other 57 businesses didn't even seem to know about this program. But they did show interest. Mark Chase, who works downtown, had no idea about the Change for the Better program.
I haven't heard of it at all. I would be interested in it. I knew they were starting the advertising campaign. I had heard about the campaign coming. I'd seen the posters, but that's as much information as I have.
Would you say the posters tell you anything about it, though?
No, not really. Yeah. Like, not that I've stood and studied them, but, reading in passing, what stands out isn't that.
So it seems that businesses are interested, but they haven't been approached by the downtown biz for this program. I went back to one of these 13 businesses to pick up one of these keys. It had info on it on where to go redeem this key. Here again is the downtown biz's Rick Joyelle on information on where the panhandlers can take in these keys.
Really, we do have an awful lot of people that do come in, transients or people mm-hmm. that have moved to Winnipeg that are in need and aren't aware of those resources as well.
Yeah.
And, especially somebody that's been on the road for a while and, they want a shower and a change
Definitely.
Of clothes. There's two places like the Salvation Army and Union Gospel that will provide that for them.
Oh, right on.
Cool. So there are a bunch of places where they can turn these keys in without a hitch. Finally, some questions are being answered. The whole program seems to be making more sense finally. But did anyone ever ask the panhandlers on what it's like at these shelters? I mean, it is a roof over their head. Are their needs being met? I spoke with two anonymous panhandlers in the Exchange District to see how they enjoy these shelters.
No, it's just for men. I don't know how a blue key can help a woman when they don't accept at UTM. It's just for men.
And they only have men's clothes there.
Really?
Yeah, they don't have nothing for women there.
Received.
And they don't have, like, you know, women have small feet, right? They have no shoes like that for women.
It's all for men. Nothing for women out there.
Because one time I went there, I had no shoes, and they had to give me, like, size 11 shoes.
So you've received these keys before?
But they turned us away because we're not men.
What? No women allowed? What is this, a clubhouse? That seems kind of odd, but speaking with various panhandlers, usually the same response surfaced, not just about being women, but their needs being met. A panhandler by the name of Hawk, who didn't want to be recorded, stated that he went to a shelter with a blue key and asked for a coat. They turned him back and said to come back Monday. I interviewed him Thursday afternoon. Now, I understand maybe being out of coats. Maybe. But having to wait 4 days for a program that promised these people clothing is ridiculous. Asking around to different businesses, some found the idea of panhandler receiving one of these keys is laughable. Business owner Andrew Turner explains his feelings on the whole blue key program.
I just can't see giving someone who asked me for money a key. It seems not only rather offensive, it seems quite stupid. What are they supposed to make of this? If indeed the Change for the Better program, if at the core of it the idea is to take money and help the community as a whole, and if they can do that efficiently, that's one thing. But to actually be handing out keys to people that are asking you for change, that's quite foolish, and I think it has no basis in reality. It's a bad idea.
It seems some panhandlers and business owners feel the same way. I did, however, find a business owner who does support the program. Kristen Andrews actually had some info for me. Though she does talk about subjects I have been speaking about, I just want to ram it into your heads at home on how these keys work. Because already it seems the city didn't know about it or have already forgotten.
We go down and purchase the keys. They're a buck each. We try to always have a few on hand, both for people who actually need them and for our customers or people who come in the neighborhood who might say, you know, geez, I was out plugging the meter for my car and this guy came up to me and asked me for change. I like to give them to people who aren't used to coming to the Exchange District, who might feel a little bit inhibited when they get asked. It's like, hey, give them the blue key. It's something you can do. It's really positive. So that whole blue key program, if you get one of those blue keys, which costs you a dollar and you could just give them away, it entitles somebody to one hot meal, one change of clothes, and one hot shower. So that's a really great thing. I mean, if somebody is really needing help, needing to get some food money together, then that does a lot more for them than putting $5 in their hand, which might be more tempting to go and buy, you know, a bottle of something.
Well, it looked like my quest for information on the Change for the Better program came to an end. My questions were all answered, though it didn't really feel like they were. Now I did know where to get these keys and what they're supposed to do, but did these shelters really turn down those two women? Did Hawk really not receive his coat? And why isn't the downtown biz trying to get a hold of different businesses to support this program? There's just too many whys to this story. At least Rick gave me his number for information.
Look for the different outlets that we have, and if they have any questions, feel free to give me a call. My number is 958-4628, and I'd be happy to talk to them.
So in conclusion, I just want to say that I think the Change for the Better program is a really good idea. It just seems to be very poorly organized. I say they should have coats there for everyone, and instead of having just men's shoes, something for women. There are women out there too, you know. Now, if any businesses out there who are listening this morning do want to support this program and want some more information, do give Rick a call at the Downtown Biz. Maybe you can turn that 13 businesses into 70.